tired, dizzy?
I had a strange feeling, Batman. As if visions of sugar plums were dancing in my head.
They should be, Boy Wonder. It's almost Christmas. Ho, 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 ho.
Welcome to Gotham City, Mr. Claus.
Why, call me Santa Claus, Batman. Everybody else does. Say, you tell me where the Batcave is and I'll leave a little present in your stocking.
If you can't trust Santa, whom can you trust? We can't tell you here, Mr. Claus, but we'll telephone you at the North Pole on the Batphone.
Good. I'll get to the Batcave if I have to slide down a bat pole instead of a chimney. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Santa!
And say hello to those 8 tiny reindeer for us.
I will! Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas, everybody!
Say it. Worked this shift long enough to see some pretty animated things.
Oh! Get a load of this guy. Light him up.
Have a merry freaking Christmas.
Evening. You been drinking tonight, sir?
No. Just a couple of nogs at the polls, all, Oscar. Officer.
All right, step out of the sleigh, please. What's in the trunk?
Nothing.
So if I open that trunk, I'm not going to find anything I don't like, am I?
You know, this is my wife's sleigh.
All right. Pop the trunk. Ho! Hello. What's
that
this?
It's just What's snow this? From the North Pole. I'm holding it for the Easter Bunny.
Santa, you're under arrest.
Oh, come on.
You have the right to remain silent. You better not pout.
Why, you better not...
Ho! Ho!
There he goes! Get him! Oh. Yeah. Hold it now. Sit him! Yes, someone's been naughty, huh, Santa? Yeah.
You bastards! You rat bastards! You're not getting anything in your stocking! I know you! I know where you live! I will take you out! And I don't mean on a date, you You bastards!
That's the hardest part of this job, busting your heroes. I'm probably gonna get a big lump of coal in my stocking this year, but I'm just doing my job, you know?
Call my help!
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride, sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle
You're asking us to be your lender. You're asking the United States of America to be your lender. I'm just saying.
We need financial aid, and we need it now, or else Christmas, as we know it, flat out will not happen.
How much?
That's the tricky part. What really gets us into this position was the tech gift these kids want now. You really think a bunch of elves who are used to whittling baseball bats can reverse engineer an iPod, figure it out, and then build 700 million of them?
I don't quite understand what the hell you just told me. Can you just tell me in absolute terms, how much money do you need to survive?
Oh, Jesus Christ. You know, let me ask you to do one thing.
$25 billion.
Okay. $25 billion, Mr. Chairman.
How did you reach the $25 billion figure for this particular request?
We account for an average of 5.5 gifts per child per household, and then double that if the parents miss a pop one, a football game or two.
Why $25 billion? I mean, why not 26?
Right. Well, I personally would feel awkward asking for $26 billion. That would be ridiculous. But $25 billion really is quite reasonable.
When you mentioned the union side, will that mean, what, pensions?
Now, I try to argue that the workers who can't die and thus won't retire shouldn't have pensions. But breaking the ELF union is like eating a glass sandwich. The only time I ever get a break is if one of my long-tenured toy makers falls into a smelting machine and I can replace him at a base rate.
Hey.
There's a
delicious irony in seeing private luxury jets flying in to Washington, D.C.
Sir, I take a sled to work every single day, every single year. And that thing couldn't be greener if it ran on soybeans and baby farts.
I would hope that you would respond for the record whether you expect to get any bailout money from Ottawa or Mexico City.
I would like to show you something, sir. I have a list of Christmas requests from Mexico, from boys and girls in Mexico. Here. Football. 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 Clean water. For the Tijuana drug cartel to return my little brother. I mean, these are simple things, gentlemen. These are simple things. Do you know what your son has requested for this Christmas? He wants a 52-inch plasma TV screen. Sure, that'll be easy to make. Two Xboxes. Yeah, why not? An owl robot, a luxury box at FedEx Field, a flying Audi, a guest appearance on How I Met Your Mother. He wants his own letter of the alphabet. And he wants for Subway to stop the $5 foot-long ads. Sir, I mean, this is insanity. I mean, it used to be, you know, a baseball mitt and a puppy. Now it's gold-plated UGG boots. It's killing us up there, sir. It's killing us up there.
It's been intimated here that if you don't get this money, then you would file for bankruptcy. So what's the state of your preparations for bankruptcy?
Sir, I think we can all agree that bankruptcy would be unacceptable. I mean, when you consider the Santa story is grounded on my wedging myself down every chimney in the world in one night, it's already kind of stretching the believability department. And if you throw in the fact that Santa has filed for bankruptcy, I mean, we're going to lose 60 to 70% of our total belief numbers worldwide. Suddenly, no one believes in Santa Claus, and they start asking mom and dad why they sleep in separate beds.
There's 7 seconds left for the response.
You want to throw me out? Throw me out. I hope you can return your tree, because I'm not going to put anything under it, except maybe some elf dunk. Try getting that out of your carpet. It's like napalm.
The hearing is now ready to move on to the next phase. The witnesses are excused.
Christmas. War on Christmas.
The war on Christmas.
Americans love Santa and Christmas time. There is a war on Christmas, and American retailers really rely on it for the bulk of their earnings.
You're anti-Christmas, Jim.
It was a war on Christmas to sell everything from Coca-Cola to electric shavers. It goes on and on. The war. Happy reunion between tradition, war faith, war business, and just war fun. War is Santa making a comeback. War. Christmas time is a lot of fun.
War on Christmas.
The true meaning of Christmas is Christ's birthday.
War.
Christ's birthday.
Secular progressives. Why Christmas matters.
War.
That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. War under assault by secular progressives. They want a new America. War. And inclusive America. Secular progressives don't want Christmas because that stands in the way of legalized drugs, euthanasia, gay marriage.
Put your religion at home, in the closet. Keep it between you and your God. Because if it hasn't done anything more for you than it has, you need to forget it anyway.
By the way, we're looking, Congressman, just so you know, we're looking at one of these great old Coca-Cola ads from back in the 1940s, I think it was the 1950s, maybe. I consider that to be a part of Christmas, those Christmas.
On your own front door, a pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and
Ben. Is Santa Claus really coming tonight?
Yes, Betty. Now let's get you all tucked up, and I'll tell you the story of Father Christmas. Now, every Christmas Eve, Santa loads up his sled with presents that his little elves have been busy making all year long. Then he hitches up his reindeer, flies from his grotto in Jalandhar to deliver gifts all the time.
His grotto?
Jalandhar. Then he flies
on... But I thought Santa lives in the North Pole.
India! Father Christmas, Indian! Think about it, yaar. Big beard, huge belly, terrible suit, Indian!
Daddy!
Then he calls out to his reindeer, on Devinder, on Baljeet Singh.
But what about Rudolph?
Ranjit! You know, like Ranjit, the red-nosed reindeer, had a very shiny knock. Chop! And all the little pixies had to clean up the muck. Santa shat in the chimney, it really blocked up the flue. And the following Christmas, the whole family turned Hindu.
Santa Claus, goes straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer and go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find, the kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny, leave a doll for Mary, leave something fruity for Donnie, and don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Tell him James Brown sent you. Go straight to the ghetto. You know that I know what you will see, 'cause that was once me. Hit it, hit it. You'll see mothers and soul brothers. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, oh Lord, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find, the kids are gonna love you so. Fill every stocking you find, they know that they need you so. I'm begging you, Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. If anyone wanna know, tell them Hank Ballard told me so. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Never thought I'd realize I'd be singing a song with water in my eyes. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Don't leave nothing for me, I've had my chance, you see. Sam McGraw. Go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, that's all brother needs. So Santa Claus.
Santa sets up a fantastic automatic toy factory on Mars. The Martian leader battles the wicked Vodar in a desperate effort to save Santa, the wise man of Mars. 900 years old. The Battle of the Toys, when Martian kids and Earth kids join Santa to battle the bad guys of Mars. For real space age fun, you'll be out of this world when Santa Claus conquers the Martians.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
It is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Better watch out, better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Merry Christmas, boys and girls, moms and dads. It's time to take a peek inside Scooter's toy bag and see the wonderful gifts available to happy children everywhere this holiday quarter. First, let's join KPFT's Ken Ankelspanker with Brad Sad at the Blue Chinchilla Farm with some delightful little pet creatures that children just love.
No, they don't bite. But then, as you know, chinchillas, or mutated chinchillas like these, blue mutants, we call them.
Is that because of their peculiar coloration, Brad, that makes them so rare?
No. They were first crossbred or introduced, as we say, by Alistair Blue, a mutations expert who's been into the raising of these little sweethearts. Careful there.
Is he getting away?
That's all right. We get a lot more of them. And they do that, and that's part of the fun of raising them. And they're very clean animals.
I wanted to ask about that.
They're very clean. And if they do mess, as we refer to it, they'll do it in their little cages, and it doesn't make any difference. and they dig a little hole for it.
Is that what this one's doing here? Could we get a close-up of that?
No, this one's just trying to get away. That's his mate over there. That's the one they're trying to catch.
Well, look at that. They just caught it. That's... Our floor manager just told me they stepped on it.
That's a female. That's a squirrel, as we say. Those bright colors around the snout. Nose rings, we call them. They differentiate between them. And, of course, you just cover them up with this Nair guard and they won't breed.
They can't breathe?
No, they can't breed.
There's one crawling up my leg.
But seriously, Brad... Ken, we want them to breed as much as possible, and this guard is only used, of course, when you're away on vacation, you know, and it becomes inconvenient for them to...
Brad, now, let's go over to that demonstration.
Well, I'm going to show you how absolutely trouble-free these little animals are.
Back here.
If you have kids like I know I have... You'll want to watch this very carefully now.
We got a big close-up right there of the little...
If you just stay still here.
Yep.
Now, I'm going to put out this lighted cigarette on this chinchilla now. There. Now, you can see I'm just letting it burn there. It doesn't harm the coat at all.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Well, how's it's still smoking there?
Yes.
Well, how is this possible, Ken?
Well, Brad, this chinchilla is entirely synthetic.
That's fantastic.
And with these little fellas raised in your spare time in the playhouse or the garage or the slaves' quarters, you'll be making hay while the sun shines and at midnight too, with mutant blue.
Thank you, Brad. And you two little, what's his name?
Doesn't have a name. They're all the same.
Oh, well, thank you. Just a moment, we'll tell you the numbers to call.
Blue Mutant Chinchillas. They'll make delightful stockings. Delightful stockings that even your vegan friends can enjoy because they're totally synthetic, animal-free animals.
True meaning of Christmas, which is Bryce's birthday.
You think it's funny?
I watched this over and over and over again.
Will it be funny when you go to hell?
This is a targeted...
That's a joke.
A lot of people are confused. There was an execution in California, and there's a lot of Christians out front supporting the death penalty. A lot of people found that ironic, particularly people who, you know the words of Christ. I didn't know thou shalt not kill had a footnote. But apparently, again, it's thou shalt not kill asterisk. Oh, unless you really want to. Yeah, so it's a lot of flexibility in the religion, which I love. Very yoga-like. But I didn't find it ironic at all, Christians for the death penalty, because after all, if it weren't for capital punishment, you know... we'd have no Easter. So, that's a three-day weekend where I came from. Fry these people up. They actually have a Bible out called the New Living Bible. It's a Bible in updated and modern English. I guess to make it more palatable for people to read, but it's kind of strange listening to. And Jesus walked on water, and Peter said, "Awesome." Suddenly we got Jesus hanging 10 across the Sea of Galilee. Christ's bogus adventure. You're going to hell, boy. Yeah. At least that's where all the good music's going to be.
You remember all those Christmas specials on television? I used to love those Christmas specials, especially like the crooners. You know, the Andy Williams would have one every year, and you know, Bing Crosby, of course. There was that duet. You remember the duet between Bing Crosby and David Bowie?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the priest and the vampire. That was really something. And I thought it would be cool to do like a USO show now these days. You know, from To Crete or something, right?
I won't be home for Christmas. Don't set a place for me. Have my share of good times there while I'm across the sea. If you should pray at midnight, pray for my soul to keep. I dream of you on Christmas, but I'm afraid to fall asleep. If I was home, you know, I'd have the love of a good woman. And who needs that when you've got the adoration of a grateful Iraqi people? I'd be with my little baby daughter, but her mom won't let her talk to strangers. I'd be with all the people I love. My recruiter, he drives a Hummer too. My senator, he's got a son my age. He just bailed out of a DUI because freedom isn't free. And my mom, I can see her now coming to the door, and the guy says, "Ma'am, I'm happy to report that we've saved your tax cut. Here's $1,000 in a shoebox with your boy in it." So this one goes out to all those balding billionaires in that neocon think tank who love me. Thank God they never served in the military, or I might not be here tonight. And if I die and the devil is standing there with his clipboard, he's gonna say, "You spent Christmas in Tikrit? I can't beat that. Get the hell out of here." If you should pray at midnight, pray for my soul to keep. I dream of you on Christmas, but I'm afraid to fall asleep.